It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
How's your tail?
It's obviously gone.
No, I mean, like, I was gonna say, how's your butt, but that's...
Oh, my butt? I should look. Oh, wow. Hey, there's a... Can you see it? There's a tiny little sprout.
Yeah,
little
bud.
Sprout.
Little bud.
Little nub popping.
Yeah, you should call it a nub-nub. Nub-nub up front. Nub-nub up front. Nub-nub in the back.
Nub-nub in the back.
Yeah, don't actually do that.
Okay, I think Bargie and I finally got Bino back to sleep.
Oh, good, now.
I'm gonna be flying very gently, so the Bino won't have any reason to wake up and exist.
Thanks, Bargie.
Yep. I'm also still running on dirt, reminding everybody.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we need to find...
We didn't get very much gas from Hark's ship.
Well, yeah. Is there anything we can do with any of these extra parts?
I mean, I don't know. C-53, can you, like, fashion those parts into some sort of, like, fuel maker?
What do I look like to you?
Well, I don't know. I just thought... You know machines, so
guys,
you...
Do you hear that? What it...
It's sort of a deep buzz.
Yeah, what it... Dar, did... This is maybe personal, but did you leave out a...
An item?
Like a device?
No, that vibration is way too weak to be one of my many toys.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, yep. Sure.
Let's see. Let's just dig through.
Oh.
Guys, it's a communicator.
This looks like a pager.
Wait, is this Hark Tardegast's pager?
From the pile of parts?
Yeah, that's why I deemed it useless and tossed it out of his ship.
No, I think this is like getting a communication right now.
Oh.
I don't know, C-53, do you know how to work one of these? I haven't seen one of these.
Because I know machines?
Yes.
It has one.
You know machines.
It has one button.
Yeah. Like, would you go in and do this?
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Park, it's me, Sisu. I just want to check in to make sure that you went to the Flarn District and you would be back for trivia night. We really need your expertise. Okay, talk to you later. Sisu out! End of message.
Who is Sisu?
Sisu Gundu. One of the leaders of the Rebellion.
Ooh, cool.
And they play trivia.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's Sisu again. You haven't returned my call. That's fine. That's okay. I hope you went to Flarn. Pretty important. And again, we really need you for trivia night. Okay, bye. End of message.
I think
you
should.
Where are you? Okay? Trivia night is in 30 minutes, and none of us know anything about sports, okay? Also, I hope the Flarn thing went well. Better see you in 30 minutes!
Wow.
Is everyone ignoring the fact that Hark Tardegast had a mission in the Flarn Zone?
Yeah, I mean, he mentioned something like that, I think, before he took off, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was going to meet with a crime lord.
Well, guess who lost trivia tonight?
Oh, no.
This is a real...
Okay, I think we're good. I think we got most of the information we needed.
And we're all drunk, and we're all celebrating the loser!
Wow, this is still happening.
Do we really think it's about trivia, or did they hook up?
Yeah, I don't know. This seems like it goes a little deeper.
Pager has a lot of data stuff.
You and the Flark, the coordinate of 55B to XX7 are all in good times.
Hell yeah, it's definitely a relationship.
Really important.
Was she just saying the coordinates?
Yeah, they're slurred a little bit, but I think I can translate. Yeah, this checks out. This is in Florence Spate. This
we
is
can
out.
Do the rebel mission ourselves as rebels. Us.
I mean, C-53, is this safe for us to go to a...
No. The Flarn Zone is notoriously very dangerous.
Sure, but...
Flarn crime lords have very little tolerance for interlopers.
Yeah, my movies don't do well there. It's all criminals. Criminals don't like sweet, sweet Baji films. I'm just saying.
Didn't you do movies about being a criminal, though?
Yeah, they said it wasn't authentic enough. They're very... I don't know, I try. Planet of Criminals.
C-53, aren't Flarns like a gelatinous... I mean, what, like 2-ton monster?
I mean, on average.
Guys, you don't have to worry. I'm a big deal in Flarn.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm a huge deal in Flarn.
From your smuggling days.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
The leader, Tarek Kostebi, he loves me.
Wow. You know Tarek Kostebi?
I do.
I always thought he was like a larger-than-life mob boss cliche almost.
He is, and let me tell you, we're very good friends. I used to run... campaign after campaign after campaign for this guy.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, he was always happy with the work I did.
Wow.
I'm treated like a king when I visit Flarn.
So we have our ticket in.
I mean, yeah, I
guess.
Sure,
it might still be dangerous, but what's a rebellion without danger? We gave Hark our word, kinda.
Did we?
I don't know.
There's no danger. I've been on vacations with Tarek. I've seen him in a two-piece.
Wow. That feels like at least one piece too many.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting. Well, guys, listen, if we're going to go, I should probably consult the space just to see if there's...
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Oh, no, go.
Go get
it. We love watching the ritual.
Yeah, okay. Have fun.
Just going to...
Take your wood saber. We were holding this window open with it.
Oh, the shade.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, listen, there's no reason to make a big deal about it. I'm just going to reach out with my feelings a little bit and just make sure that, like, there's nothing we should be, you know, worried about.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm a little hungry, but other than that, I think I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
Bino hungry, too.
Oh, crap.
Bino hungry.
Bino, hey, listen, can you wait till we get back from the mission, buddy?
Bino, no, can wait.
Okay.
Bino want food now.
Oh, jeez, okay. Bino.
How about this, Bino? We're going into the Flarn Zone, and we're going to get Bino some food.
Bino want all the food. Bino hungry.
Okay, listen, Bino, we'll pick you up something, okay?
Okay. Do it for Bino.
Should we head in?
Oh, we already... We started heading towards Flarn when
during
you started
my ritual?
Your ritual. Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's supposed to be... We're sort of supposed to be at, like, Impulse Zero for that.
Yeah, that's probably what messed it up.
Yeah.
Order! Order! Councilor Corpestanian has something he wishes to bring to the table. Now... For some reason, it's been increasingly difficult to fill some positions in the venerable and just Federated Alliance. For the life of me, I don't know why. The Alliance is so utterly benevolent, and these positions, such as Associate Suction Technician, Commissary Garfon Wrangler, or Trench Grunt, are by all measures dream jobs. Lucky for us, there is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Now, here's an amazing fact. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. I've had 4 heart attacks since I just began speaking to you. Who? Mama, make that 5. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop by just sending you candidates. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. And you, fellow counselors, and anyone else hearing the sound of my voice, you can try ZipRecruiter for free! That's right, free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. Oh, right, I should also tell you the info website. ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Ross, what are you doing in here by yourself? The sensors have turned off all the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Dermot, are you getting enough oxygen in there?
I mean, I can use it, like, if you can unzip this a little.
Yeah.
But thanks for carrying me.
I mean, you're really only supposed to unzip that, for, like, to reach in, because otherwise you might escape.
That's a worry for a...
For a pet.
Yeah, a pet.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey!
Oh, hey! You must recognize me.
Give me a crew.
Oh.
Give me all the crew you got. Just give it to me.
I know, looking at me, you remember me as, like, a really big shot.
I don't know who you are. Everybody, give me a crew.
Wait, hold on. Of course you know who I am.
Open up that bag. Give me what's in that bag.
No, that's there's a person in there. There's our boss is sort of in there.
Hey,
listen, sorry, I don't have any crew on me, so you're just going to have to...
You got a crew card? I'll take crew cards.
You're gonna
charge us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my machine here. I could just...
You're a mugger who accepts chip cards?
Yeah.
I guess for us, the question is, why would we do this?
Yeah.
No one's really asked me that before.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Here. Take this crew.
Thank you. I mean, I hate you. I hate you all. Thanks.
Wow, that was...
Jeez.
Don't you feel better?
Farm space is, I guess, not as tough as I remember it being.
Yeah. No, it's super tough.
Yeah.
That was a fluke that they didn't know who I was.
Yeah, I was sorry she didn't really recognize you.
Well, perhaps we should find our way to the Tarot Custodian's palace.
Yes, let's do it.
Is it the enormous palace in the center of the city?
Like yeah. I mean, that's exactly where we're headed.
Oh, hello. Announce yourselves. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Plek Dexsetter. This is C-53 and Dar.
And you may not know me as Dar here. You may know me by another name.
What?
Norm.
Norm?
Yeah, Norm.
No one here knows a Norm.
If we could just see Tarot, I feel like we would... You know, clear up all this confusion.
No one speaks to Tarek unless they speak through me. I am the eyes and ears of the Flan.
So Tarek Kastebi is inside.
Tarek? Tarek Kastebi is inside, yes.
But Tarek Kastebi.
What?
Tarek Kastebi.
Who is Tarek Kastebi?
Tarek Kastebi is Tarek's little brother.
Oh. So what happened to Tarot Custodian?
He was eaten.
Oh man.
Oh.
What can eat a flarn?
What can eat a flarn?
Yeah, that was a question.
A bigger flarn.
Oh, wow.
So his little brother is bigger. Oh.
That's how it is.
Listen, if we could just talk to Tarek, we can explain everything. We're just here
I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of his right-hand man, so you can tell me everything you need to tell him, and I'll let him know.
Oh, great. And I'm sure you would have known about me, because if you're so high up, you have known Tarot and all the...
Oh, wait a second. I remember a Norm.
Great.
Did you go to Eastside class
I'm known for being a crime assistant.
Norm, you were at Eastside in class of 4052. You were the one who couldn't finish a hot dog. You tried to eat a hot dog.
That's what you remember about
and
me?
And it made your tummy hurt.
You don't remember how I smuggled in an entire ship?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, that ship that broke immediately? Oh, you guys are with Norm? Norm sucks.
We actually don't know a Norm.
Yeah.
What's your name now?
I answer to Dar now.
It's not a good name.
Listen, sorry, what's your name?
I'm Garrett.
Garrett, cool.
Oh,
Garrett
Hornberger.
That's right.
Garrett, can we please just talk to Tarek?
You want to speak to Tarek?
Yeah, that's sort of the whole point.
Yes, we have some business.
I should let you know, he does not speak your native tongue.
He
doesn't speak regular?
He doesn't speak He only speaks weird.
Okay. That's... Can we just come in? Is that...
Plek, will you unzip me? I think I can.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Garrett?
Ah!
Oh.
What is this?
I manage this team.
My name is former Junior Missions Operations Manager Nirmit Bundeloy.
Did they name you Junior because of your size? Or
no,
because
it's
of your...
and it's not my title anymore.
Because you're small.
No.
You know, Nirmit just left it out.
I'm still a manager. You might know Hark Targagast, who indicated that there aren't even Junior Missions Operations Managers in the Rebellion,
it's
just Missions Operations Managers, which is going to be what I am.
This conversation.
The whole point is, we are a serious team. We just got off the Bargerian Jade, and there's an annoying bean on there, and we're here to meet Tarek, okay? And we might have something to do with the Rebellion.
Nirmit,
Hark.
Nirmit,
yeah.
Nirmit.
What? Guys, this is going really well.
You know, Nirmit, I should probably just run you back to Bargy. Just real quick. You and Bino can hang out
while
we just do the mission.
Come on.
I feel like it kind of blew up our spot.
I'll stay in the bag.
Listen, Junior.
No.
If you want to speak to Tarek, come on in.
Oh.
But I don't think you'll like what you hear.
We'll take our chances.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like if anyone's going to know who I am, it's Tarek.
Great.
Did you ever meet Tarek?
I don't honestly remember, but I'm sure he probably remembers me.
He was way cooler than Norm.
Tango, Tango, get it?
Tango, Tango, la Tere.
Mi forna.
Listen, Garrett, I know that Tarek doesn't speak regular, but can he understand regular?
No.
Why would you think that he would be able to understand regular?
No, I don't know. Just because, like, we all speak regular. Obviously, there are aliens who don't, but, like...
Whatever language he speaks is so complex that my auto-translator can't get a bead on it. We sort of have to go through you both to understand him and for him to understand us.
I am the tongue. I am the tongue of Tarek.
I thought you said you were the eyes and ears.
Yeah, I'm all of the senses. I'm the tongue, I'm the eyes, I'm the ears.
Why would
you
need a translator to see stuff?
Yeah, are you his nose as well?
I could be.
Can you ask Tarek if he remembers Norm?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I can do that, Norm.
Great.
Tarek. Tasakoko lo shataya des little Norm sataka.
Little Norm?
Tingo baba fo Norm?
Yeah, he doesn't remember a Norm.
Ask him if he remembers the Norm who couldn't finish a hot dog.
Tarek, takasaraloko za little Norm, zakadaino askamaya?
Finda fafa, la norm askamaya.
Yes, he remembers you well.
Listen, Tarek, can I talk to you over here for a
second? Yeah. I don't feel like I'm earning us any kind of capital here.
Dart, I thought you said you ran a bunch of campaigns for this guy.
I did. I was the campaign master. I ran sick campaigns.
Oh, no.
I was so jucking clever, I never repeated the same move twice.
Dart, we thought you were talking about military campaigns, not role-playing games.
No, I knew Tara when I was young. I wasn't ready to be...
How young?
Like middle school.
Oh, no.
But
you said you stole a ship for Tarek.
It was actually a model ship,
oh, no.
And we built it together.
Oh, no. Dar.
Lindo, Batu, get it? Kingofa.
Dorotai? Come back over here.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Sure.
I don't know if you heard what Tarek just said.
I mean, we heard it, but we didn't understand
it.
We don't speak weird.
Ah, yes, the native tongue of the Flarn. We speak weird. What he just wanted you to know was that if you have anything you want to say to him, you can say it to me.
Is that?
Yes.
That's sure what he said?
Oh, yeah. He said, I trust you, Garrett.
Seems like something you wouldn't say to someone you trusted.
No,
you've known him for years. Why is he still saying that to you?
Implicit in the relationship.
No, but he. Okay. Well, what do you want to say to him? I'll let him know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Mighty Tarek.
Tarek.
No, just you can probably just wait till I'm done and just say the whole thing. No, don't say that. Don't stop. Don't say that part. I'm just telling you, Garrett, you can wait until I'm done with my sentence before you say the whole thing. It's going to be harder for me.
Garrett.
Maybe just.
Okay,
go on.
Fine. Mighty Tarek.
Tower of Jindo.
No, stop. Why is he going to say stuff? Because I feel like we're never going to get anywhere.
He said, what's up?
Fine.
Isaac.
Mighty Tarek.
Is he speaking Jontawa now? I thought he was speaking weird.
Does he speak Jontawa?
What?
Do not attempt to address him.
Jontawa?
Don't speak it.
Mighty Tarek, we are here as ambassadors for the rebellion against the Federated Alliance. We seek a rebel pilot known as Hark Tardegast, who came to your planet to plead with you for information and or supplies in our fight against the Alliance. If you can take us to him, we will be forever grateful to you. We have a shared interest, you and I, Tarek.
He says you're taking a long time.
Were you translating what I was saying to him?
Because I feel like Oscar Mayer again.
What? Oh, hello, Junior. Yes, yes. We were just remembering how funny the hot dog moment was.
Give me a hot dog right now. I'll finish a hot dog right now. I'll finish 89 hot dogs right now.
Dar, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, Dar, it seems like...
I'm proving this to you. I'm proving this to you.
Sure.
I'm proving this to you. Now give me 89 hot dogs.
Tarek, as a good norm, I guess I thought I'd Oscar Mayer 87.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Jumbo Oscar Mayer times 87.
I just want to. Can I just quickly. Is Flarn language for 89 87?
Yes. Weird. Okay, so in regular, when you say 89 and you translate it into weird, that is 87.
That's what I just asked.
We have 101 hot dogs here for you.
I do not understand how this works.
I'll take those.
Dar, let's think about what we're doing before we do it.
Yeah, really, you just need to eat one, right?
No, I'm going to eat 101 of these now.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, wait, can I just ask Garrett, when Dar failed to eat a whole hot dog, how many hot dogs had Dar eaten at that point?
At that point?
Yes.
132.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'm very confused. I mean, if she'd already
Why
eaten...
Why are you here?
I tried to explain that, and you told me I was taking too long.
Quinoa, fano.
Ah, so quinoa.
Bobo, bebop, hark, Tardegast.
Did he just say hark, Tardegast?
No.
What? He didn't just say hark,
It sounded like hark, Tardegast.
Like no, wait, it sounded like that, but he was just reminding me about, we watched a movie last night, and I said a really funny one-liner.
What was the one-liner?
What?
What was the funny one-liner that you were just talking about?
Look, I don't know what you're here for, but Hark Tardegast is not here. And there's no looking for him.
Okay.
In the absence of Hark, we'll act in his stead as emissaries to establish a connection between Tarek and the Rebellion.
Tarek.
Listen, Garrett, what Hark was going to come here to tell you is that the Rebellion hates the Alliance as much as you do. So if there's a way we could work together, maybe we could figure this out.
I'll let him know. Tarek. Zakon Chong Chango Kinwa, Asokoto Federated Alliance, Pichampo, at a Hark Tardegast Rebellion.
Bilbo Baggins, Fifi Goncha.
He said he's interested.
Really?
If you are fighting against the Federated Alliance as hard as we are...
Great. Yeah, cool. So, you know, listen, this is sort of not really my jurisdiction, but I would say, like, if you got any extra guns or, like, maybe some, like, stealth ships you could spare, we could probably take those.
What?
Couscous fine, Dino, Minono. Norm Oscar Meyer.
Garrett, you definitely were not. You were definitely referring to Dar eating hot dogs and not to what I just said to you.
No, the mighty Tarek has a proposal for you.
All right.
Okay.
We'll get you what you want, but the one we know as Norm, you'll have to engage in a hot dog eating contest.
But that already started. You brought out hot dogs for me to start eating.
No, the hot dog timer hasn't started yet.
But I started eating them as soon as they brought them out.
None of those count?
Like,
none of these 40, hot dogs.
50 hot dogs eaten.
As I went out of that.
No, Toyota Corolla.
No, they do not count. And greetings from the very edge of the sooty, festive land of Chimnasia. Come around, will you? I'll tell you a story. I'm no Rip Cecil, but I'll do my best. This is a tale called Shameless Begging. Once upon a time, there was a mysterious series of recordings about an Alliance ambassador turned rebel emissary and his heroic crew. Now, the audience of these recordings were famously attractive and intelligent. But some of them, they became woefully addicted to the recordings and yearned to hear from this crew more than weekly. Lucky for them, they could receive more communications on social media. Insta, holograms, Facebook, and Twitter, where the crew's handle was @missiontozix. There, thirsty geniuses like... Well, like you even, perhaps, could see fan art, photographs from recordings, thrilling announcements, messages from individual crew members, like really good stuff. And the people who followed, they became incredibly happy. And some of them, dare we say, the best ones, they even logged onto something called iTunes, which I think is where droids get their visual sensors fixed. Anyway, on iTunes, these people left reviews of the audio recordings, which, legend has it, helped with some sort of algorithm that led even more people to find, enjoy, and become addicted to the recordings, then in a quest for even more, follow them at Mission to Zix. The end. Did you like the story? I thought it was pretty good. I mean, not perfect, but the gravity is so low.
Attention, flyers! As you know, I am Garrett, the eyes, ears, tongue, nose for the mighty Tarek! He says, that's right! I am here with a wonderful entertainment! A hot dog eating contest! As you all probably remember, Norm is here to eat 120 hot dogs!
I mean, I already ate 50 hot dogs.
No. No. Irrelevant. If Norm can eat the hot dogs, we will give them the resources they require. If not, we will shame them.
Could be worse.
And now I will say all of that in weird.
No, it's not it's not necessary.
Connector! Azalato! Little Norm! Tofu Shotolo! 182!
It has no mathematical basis to change between...
I should start?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Dar, are you confident you can eat this many hot dogs?
Yeah, I'm very confident I can eat this many hot dogs.
You can do it.
Listen, Dart, I mean, you're like 50% empty space, right? Like, I just don't want you to hurt yourself.
The empty space is not really made for food, though.
I'm glad they let us all sit at this picnic table with you.
It's nice. Well, I really probably shouldn't be talking to you while I'm trying to...
Yeah, eat them.
I mean, you could all keep talking amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we weren't sure if that distracts you or...
No, it's actually calming me down a little bit.
Well, you know, it's interesting that a hot dog competition is just a one person. They didn't want a challenger or anything like that.
Yeah, usually a competition implies, you know, people striving against one another. But this is man versus nature.
Nature? Hot dog is nature in that case?
Yeah, it's a fungus found on...
Oh, right.
Attention! I forgot to introduce the challenger!
Wait. Does that mean none of the hot dogs I just ate count?
No!
Wow, this seems egregious.
None of those 17 hot dogs you ate counted. Let me translate. 42 Oscar Mayer!
17?
Is it just a coincidence of sounds? It's not...
And now introducing the challenger. I should explain the rules. You have to eat hot dogs faster than this challenger. Those are the rules. Okay.
So one rule. It's just one rule.
The challenger's a vacuum.
Don't spoil it. We're about to wheel it out.
Seems to have a hot dog-shaped input on the end.
I have a name. Hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Gorm.
Gorm?
I do this every Sunday. I'm ready!
Gorm, you're a vacuum species?
I'm ready!
Okay.
The hot dog eating contest between Norm and Gorm.
As foretold.
What a wonderful contest. Also, Golo Dole Sagata, little Norm and big Gorm. And your mouth...
Arguably, I'm much bigger than you.
It's gonna turn on.
Get set.
Hot dog.
Eat.
Norm.
How far behind am I right now?
Don't think about that.
How many hot dogs has the vacuum sucked
it's
up?
Hard to count.
You know, just eyeballing it like half.
Yeah. I need you to actually move a little tighter around me right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Can anyone see me?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Oh. Oh. Dart, this is strategy. Very good strategy.
I don't know if that counts as eating the hot dogs.
I don't think it does either, but we need to get them out of the way.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Would you prefer if we looked away for this?
No.
Okay. All right, Dart, you only have one more.
I can't.
Dart, you have to.
Dar, this is exactly what happened last time. You have one extra hot dog and you can't get it in.
No, I'm filled with hot dogs.
Gorm is almost done with the other hot
dog. I have more hot dog than Dar right now.
Guys, step aside.
No, Norman, you can't.
Yes.
No,
I can do it.
That hot dog is...
I can do it. If you help me lift it...
That hot dog's like 65%
the size. Help me lift it, I can eat it.
I could easily eat this hot dog. Why
don't I just eat it?
I have to do it. I just know. I got to.
Norman, I don't think this is... Oh, my God. Norman! Oh, that's much lighter than I think his species jaw is supposed to go. It might never go back to its original size. I'm just gonna tap it in.
There's a little bit of hot dog coming out of his tail nub.
That's okay, that's alright. Alright, baby, hit the buzzer.
I'm done. Oh, I finished. Now please help the rebellion.
I'm just gonna go vacuum the rest of this place.
Gorm, what happened?
I don't know. I thought we had it in the bag.
I can't let this loser outshine me. I'm cooler than this little...
Yeah, Garrett, you're still talking into the microphone.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no, wait. How do I turn it off?
Just step away from the microphone. Just put it away from your face.
No. I... Tarek?
Kuna. Verizon Finals.
I've been running a translation protocol for the last 20 minutes or so, and I've managed to synthesize my own Flarn translation app.
What? Really?
Yeah, let me just turn it on now and see. Tarek?
Yes?
Okay.
Oh, it's running now.
No, you should turn that off. That's not allowed here on the planet.
Well,
the mic is still on.
I know that.
Yeah, Dar, if you want to talk to Tarek, this translation app seems to be working reasonably well.
Hey, Tarek.
Oh, hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I remember you hung out with my geeky brother.
I don't remember him being geeky. I just remember us.
Pretty geeky.
I just remember him having a really beautiful imagination.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm glad you're here. I'm not really sure why we're doing this hot dog thing. It wasn't my idea.
You demanded a hot dog contest.
You didn't demand a hot dog eating contest to establish relations with the Rebellion?
I didn't.
He made me.
Garrett, wait, what?
No, Tarek, you...
Garrett said that you demanded to enter a hot dog eating contest.
No, look, there seems to have been a bit of confusion. Oh, this is a hot mic. There seems to have been a bit of confusion. This is what I remember happening, is that Almighty Tarek, you said that you would like to see a hot dog eating contest.
That's not what I said, Garrett.
But come on, right? Come on.
No.
At this point, Garrett, just turn the mic off. You don't need to...
No. Leave it on, Garrett, because I want everyone to hear your screams when I hear you.
That was shocking, disgusting.
Those are the digestive juices, Garrett.
Oh, this is like a sous
vide
in here,
slowly
cooking me.
What is that? What word is that? I don't understand that word.
It's a thing that
I don't want to translate for me anymore.
At this point, whoever's running tech in this arena, it's on them.
Listen, I apologize. The Florence, we are anti-Federated Alliance, but I'm not sure that we're pro-rebellion. What can I do to make it up to you? What do you need?
You know, actually, honestly, Tarek, we could really use a little bit of gas for our ship. Nermit has a pretty good idea of maybe some of the things we need. If, Nermit, you want to just tell the Florin what we need?
I heard gas, so I'm giving you gas.
Yeah, okay, I guess gas is...
Listen, who knows? Maybe the Florin will join the... I mean, somebody help him.
Here, let me just...
Oh, man, it's really coming out the other end, isn't it?
Not at all digested.
We're doing gas, so that's it. All right. Who knows? Maybe one day the Florins will aid the Rebellion, but today it's not that day.
Okay, yep, fair enough.
No.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks, Tarek. Appreciate that. Sorry to hear about your translator.
I'm fine.
Hey, Bargy, I think we're good to go. You could probably just land in this big open arena.
Oh, the Bargerian. Oh, wow. Everybody thought that the Bargerian Jade was kind of fake, but look at that.
That's right. You all thought I couldn't be a criminal, but look at me now, huh? I got scars on my hole. I'm bleeding out oil, huh?
Whoa.
I got one teardrop tattooed underneath my windows.
Whoa.
Damn, did I kill someone?
Did you kill someone, Bargy?
No, it's not playing a part.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Just ready to just take you all on.
Love it.
Fight me, everybody. Fight me.
No.
Everyone, take out.
No,
very well.
No, Bargy.
Everyone in the stadium, fight the crew of the
Barbarian Jade.
Bargy.
fueled up for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, listen, I gotta say, Dar and Nermit, you guys really took one for the team on this one. You took more than a gross for the team.
Nermit took literally one for the team.
Right, but yeah. I am torn up from end to end.
Oh, man.
Oh,
gosh. Sorry. Nermit, I gotta say, this is what it's like, man, being on the ship through the ringer. It's not your safe cubicle on the Delegator anymore, right?
Not at all. Although I was, injured there a lot, too.
Oh, that's true. Because you were very poorly treated.
Yeah.
I will say I was glad to visit that planet as a rebel, not as an alliance member, because, that would have been rough.
That would have been rough.
Yeah. We would all been eaten.
Yeah.
They would have
attacked Bargy more.
Maybe about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty banged up.
Are you okay, Bargy?
Yeah, no one's really asked me. Thank you for so much being the first person. No, I'm not okay.
What?
Oh, no.
A lot of things wrong with me right now.
What? What's broken?
Well, my son hasn't talked to me in a while.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, this is emotional stuff, unrelated.
Just in a waiting game right now.
Sure.
Yeah, but we got gas, so that's the thing.
It was nice that they let us gas up even after attacking us for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But hey, Dar, listen, I know that Flarn was not really how you represented it, but you really saved us back there, so thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of... I think I'm okay with realizing that I was actually a huge nerd.
I mean, join the club.
Many young species go through an awkward phase where they're fascinated by imaginative pursuits of all kinds.
Sometimes they make it a career and,
Well, that would be extremely poor planning. There's so little use for that kind of thing.
Bino hungry.
Oh, no.
Bino.
Dar, it's your turn.
All right. I'm emptying my chutes.
Whoa.
Oh, Bino eat hot dogs. Nom, nom, nom. Oh.
What?
Bino only eat organic.
Of course.
Bino clean eat.
Why do we have Bino?
Gotta love Bino.
Droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. The security officer, formerly known as Norm, was played by Ali Kokesh. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lynn. Barging the ship and Gorm the Hot Dog Vacuum were played by Mujan Zelfagari. Tarek Kostebi and Bino were played by Winston Knoll. Garrett Hornberger was played by special guest Drew Johnston. Drew is a writer for The Chris Gethin Show and performs at the UCB Theater in New York with Grandma's Ashes and Nascat. Follow him on Twitter, at Drew Johnston. Drew is spelled with a U, as it should be. Crowd voices were recorded at our Season 2 premiere at Caveat, generously donated by our live audience. Thank you, audience. And a special thanks to Lauren Humphrey for our recording location for this episode. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible. Hey, do you want to send a physical item to the Zix Squadron? That would be rad. Address your parcel to the Zix Squadron, P.O. Box 180494, Brooklyn, New York, 11218. And our team of trained Zerblins will take it from there.
But I started eating them as soon as they brought them out.
None of those count?
It's like none of these 40, hot dogs. 50 hot dogs in.
No, Toyota Corolla.
No, they do not count. They do not count, and they run smoothly like a Toyota Corolla.
But I do like the idea of a hot dog challenge to...
Yeah.
He'll to give determine you all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
If Dar can eat enough hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fun.
I love the reveal that... that Dar was working for the nerdiest,
the like nerd crime lord.